我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all our dear brothers and sisters.
我们上个礼拜刚度过了感恩佳节。
We just passed our Thanksgiving holiday last week.
相信我们弟兄姐妹在我们家庭聚餐的时候也回顾我们一整年来从神那边所领受的恩典。
And I believe that as we gather together to have the Thanksgiving feast, we got together with our family members to share in the grace of God.
也献上我们对神的感恩。
And we must have also offered up our thanksgiving to God.
我们的神真的是值得我们感谢的。
And our God is truly a God for us to give thanks to.
所以晚上小弟想用以便以谢的神来跟我们相互的学习。
So tonight I would like to use this topic, the God of Ebenezer, to learn with you all.
我们一起来看撒母耳记上的第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上七章第二节到十四节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verses 2 to 14.
七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
约柜在基列耶林许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向神。三节。
Verse 3.
撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向主，单单的侍奉他。”他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。四节。
Verse 4.
以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录单单的服侍神。第五节。
Verse 5.
撒母耳说要使以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告神。六节。
Verse 6.
他们就聚集在米斯巴，打水浇在神面前，当日进食说：我们得罪了神，于是撒母耳在米斯巴审判以色列人。七节。
Seven.
非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人，以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。八节。
Verse eight.
以色列人对撒母耳说：愿你不住地为我们呼求主我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。九节。
Verse 9.
撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献于主，做全身的燔祭为以色列人呼求神，神就应允他。十节。
Verse 10.
撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战，当日神发雷声惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。十一节。
11.
以色列人从米斯巴出来追赶非利士人，击杀他们直到伯甲的下边。十二节。
Verse 12.
撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今神都帮助我们。十三节。
13.
从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内。撒母耳做士师的时候，神的手攻击非利士人。十四节。
14.
非利士人索取以色列人的诚意，从以格伦直到加特都归以色列人了。属这些城的四围，以色列人也从非利士人手下收回，那是以色列人与亚摩利人和好。这一段经文记载当这个以色列人他们全家归向神的时候。
This passage recorded the moment in time when the whole house of Israel returned back to God.
神怎么样成为到如今都帮助他们的神。
And how God had helped them and became the Lord that had helped them thus far.
这是撒母耳他当先知，他当祭司的时候对神的认识。
And this was acknowledgement that Prophet Samuel had when he was a judge for Israel.
那其实在这之前，以色列人对神的认识可不是这样。
In fact, before this moment in time, the Israelites did not know God in this way.
到底是什么呢？
So what was it?
我们知道约柜曾经在这个国外，就是在 这个敌人腓利士人那边流浪过一阵子。
So as we know, the Ark of the Covenant of God was actually in drifting in foreign lands.
好，那是撒母耳之前上一任的祭司以利时代所发生的事情。
And this happened before the time of Samuel became judge. It happened during the time of Eli.
好，这个撒母耳记上的第二章十二节之后，那边记载这个老祭司以利有两个祭司儿子。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 2, starting from verse 2, here it recorded that the old priest Eli, he had two sons.
那圣经对这两个祭司儿子说他们是恶人啊，不认识神。
And these two sons, who were also priests of this Eli, the Bible recorded that they were evil and did not know God.
他们让这个要来献祭的这些以色列百姓他们厌弃神。
And they actually made the Israelites who made offerings to God reject God.
这个第二章的十七节。
This is recorded in chapter 2, verse 17.
说如此，这二少年人的罪在神面前甚重，因为他们藐视神的祭物。那小字的地方说，或作他们使人厌弃给神献祭。
In verse 17 it says, Therefore the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. And there is also another translation that says, For men despised the offering of the Lord.
不但是这样。
Not only so,
在这个二十二节那边呢。
In verse 22 it says,
还记载说这两个年轻的祭司跟这个会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合。
That it said that these two priests even lay with the woman who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
这就是撒母耳上一任的祭司以利还有他的两个儿子他们的作为。
And this was the priest that was before Samuel, Eli, and also his two sons.
让所有的以色列人他们厌弃来向神献祭。
And their actions resulted in the fact that all the Israelites abhorred the offering of the Lord.
他们离开了神。
And they departed from God.
所以神吩咐这个神人来警告以利。
And then so God sent the man of God to warn Eli.
我们看这个二章二十九节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 29.
二十九节，我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？
Verse 29.
所以这个神差人警告这个祭司，这个以利说他这个尊重儿子过于尊重神。
So God sent a man to warn Eli, the priest, to tell him that he had honored his sons more than he honored God.
任凭他的儿子胡作非为。
He just let his sons do whatever it is that they wanted to do.
影响到以色列百姓对神的这个敬拜。
But it affected the worship of the Israelites to God.
神的处罚终于临到。
And so finally, the punishment of God came.
当这个腓利士人来攻打这个以色列人的时候
，When the Philistines went and attacked the Israelites，
这有人就建议了，说把神的约柜抬到前线，那这样神就会跟我们同在。
So someone suggested that let's move the Ark of the Covenant of God to the forefront of the battle so that God would be with us。
所以这两个年轻的祭司就是以利的这两个儿子就把约柜抬到前线。
So these two young priests who were the sons of Eli, they bore the Ark of Covenant to the front of the battle.
但没想到不但没有得胜约柜还被腓利士人给掳走了。
And to their surprise, not only did they not win the battle, the Ark of the Covenant was actually captured by the Philistines.
这两个这个拜德的这个祭司他们也死在战场。
And these two immoral priests also died at the field of the war.
消息传回到后方， 这个大祭司以利啊，一得到这个消息啊，说他往后倒啊，折断了颈项而死。
And when this news went back home, as soon as the priest Eli heard about it, he fell down backwards and broke his neck and died.
一天之间，这个父子同死。
In one day, both the father and the sons were dead.
这是神对以利家的审判。
And this was the judgment of God on the house of Eli.
当时，这个其中以利的其中一个儿子，这个和这个非尼哈，他的太太啊，将近要生产。
And one of the sons of Eli, Phinehas, his wife was about to give birth.
受到这样的一个刺激啊，结果就难产而死。
And because of this bad news, she had a difficult birth and she died.
死前给他的这个儿子取名叫做以加伯。
And right before she died, she named her child Ichabod.
我们看这个撒母耳记上的第四章二十一节。
Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21.
二十一节，他给孩子起名叫以加伯，说荣耀离开以色列了。这是因为神的约柜被掳，又因他公公和丈夫都死了。
Verse 21.
这个就是撒母耳之前以色列百姓对神的认识。
And this was how the Israelites knew God before Samuel.
神是以加伯的神。
God was the God of Ichabod.
神是审判人，降灾祸的。
God was the God that gave out judgment and also gave out disaster.
神离开以色列了。
And God had departed from Israel.
神不再与他们同在了。
God was no longer with them.
这个就是撒母耳先知他当祭司之前以色列人对神的认识。
And this was before Samuel became the priest for Israel. This is how the Israelites knew God.
而不是我们在第七章所读到的神是以便以谢的神。
And this was not the same as what we just read in chapter 7, that the God was the God of Ebenezer.
神是到如今都帮助我们的神。
That it was the God that helped them thus far.
一个是以加伯的神，一个是以便以谢的神。
One was the God of Ichabod, and the other was the God of Ebenezer.
一个是神是降灾降罚，而且神离开我们的。
One was the God that gave out judgments and disasters who departed from them.
一个是神是赐福，神是帮助，到如今的神。
But another was the God that had blessed them and had helped them until that point.
那为什么，这个以色列人在撒母耳之前跟之后对神的认识有这么大的差别。
So why was the knowledge of God of from the Israelites so different before and after Samuel?
所以我们也可以想想看我们对神的认识。
We can start thinking about our knowledge of God.
在过去这一年里头。
In this past year,
神对我们来说到底是以加伯的神还是以便以谢的神？
Is God to us like the God of Ichabod or like the God of Ebenezer?
其实我们从以色列人的历史我们也可以知道。
We can also learn from the history of the Israelites.
神确实是以便以谢的神。
That God indeed is the God of Ebenezer.
是那个到如今都一直帮助我们的神。
He is the God that has always helped us till this day.
神称作是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神也是约瑟的神。
And God is also the God of Joseph.
我们从这些始祖们他们的一生看出。
So from the lives of these people,
神是怎么在他们一生当中帮助他们。
We could see how God had helped them in their lives.
他们在遇到困难的时候。
When they had encountered difficulties,
他们都到神的面前。
They all went to the presence of God.
他们向神仰望。
And they looked up to God.
所以他们知道他们的帮助是从造天地的神而来的。
So they knew that their help came from the God that created heavens and earth.
神同样也是摩西以便以谢的神。
And so God was also the God of Moses, the God of Ebenezer.
摩西带着这个百万的以色列百姓出埃及。
Moses led thousands of Israelites out of Egypt.
不知道我们弟兄姐妹有没有想象过？
Have you ever tried to imagine that?
200多万人在旷野吃喝拉撒睡。
About 2 million people in the wilderness. They're eating, drinking, going to the bathroom, and sleeping.
要多少多少的民生物资来供应？
How much resources was needed to sustain them?
但是神亲自降玛纳。
But God gave them manna.
神让磐石出水。
And God made water come out of the rock.
神让他们的衣服，让他们的鞋子穿了40年也没有破损。
And God did not allow their clothing or their shoes to break for 40 years.
神是以便以谢的神。
God was the God of Ebenezer.
是那个到如今都帮助我们的神。
He was the God that had helped us till this day.
同样，神也是约书亚以便以谢的神。
And the same goes for Joshua. God was also his God of Ebenezer.
他让以色列百姓在约书亚带领下走干地过约旦河。
God led the people of God by Joshua to lead them through the river Jordan.
在跟这个迦南七族的征战当中得胜。
And God also gave them victory to fight the 7 tribes in Canaan.
得着神应允给他们列祖的这个迦南美地。
And gave them his promise, the promised land of Canaan.
所以神是以便以谢的神。
So God is the God of Ebenezer.
但为什么在这之前，以色列百姓对神的认识以加伯呢？
But then why is it that before this point in time, the Israelites knew God as the God of Ichabod?
或许我们偶尔也会像以色列人之前对神的认识是以加伯的神。
Perhaps sometimes in our lives, we also knew God as a God of Ichabod.
神离我好远呢。
We might have felt that God is very distant from us.
当我向他呼求的时候，他从来没有听我的祷告。
When I cry out to him, he never listened to my prayer.
当我有需要的时候，他总是袖手旁观。
And when I am in need, he just stands there.
为什么我们不能够经历像撒母耳，像当时这些始祖们那个以便以谢的神？
Why is it that we don't experience the same thing as what Samuel experienced, and also the people in the Bible were they experienced this God of Ebenezer?
我们总是经历的是以加伯的神。
Why is it that we always experience the God of Ichabod?
是那个审判。
It's the God that makes judgment.
是那个刑罚。
And also that gives out punishment.
是那个离开我们的神。
And the God that departs from us.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
所以我们要来看看到底撒母耳是怎么样让以加伯的神变成以便以谢的神。
So we have to study and see how exactly does Samuel make God become the God of Ebenezer from the God of Ichabod.
让那个那个审判降罚离开的神变成赐福帮助直到如今的神。
How did he make the God that gave out judgments and punishments and departed from them to the God that blessed them and helped them till this day?
我们刚刚所读的这个第七章第二节里头。
In what we just read in chapter 7 verse 2.
第二节这边说这个约柜在基列耶林过了许久过了这个20年了，以色列全家都倾向神。
In verse 2 it says, So it was that the ark remained in Kirjath-Jearim a long time. It was there 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
这个 我们和合本翻成说倾向神、哦
in the Chinese translation, it said that the Israelites faced God.
哦，但这个其实原文不是这样哦。
In the original text, it said differently.
哦，那其他的这个中文译本啊，有其他的翻译。
And in other Chinese translations of the Bible, had a different translation as well.
哦，倾向神。哦，现代中文译本把它翻译成哦，向神求帮助。
To go towards God or to face God, the one of the Chinese version translated is in asking God for help.
哦，吕正中版本的圣经翻译成悲伤哀痛地仰望神。
And in another Chinese version translated as in lamenting and crying out after God.
哦，新译本翻成痛悔寻求神。
And yet another version translated as they repented deeply and turned back to God.
哦，所以我们就看出其中啊的原因呢，啊，为什么？在这个以利那个时候是以加伯的神，在撒母耳这里就变成以便以谢的神。
And so from this verse, we could tell why it was the God of Ichabod during the time of Eli, but when it was the time of Samuel, it became the God of Ebenezer.
哦，在以利那个时候，哦，他纵容两个儿子，让以色列百姓离开神，哦，厌弃来敬拜神，来向神献祭。
During the time of Eli, he spoiled his two sons let them make the Israelites abhor the offerings of God.
所以他们经历的神是那个审判降罚，是那个离开他们的。
And that is why the God that they experienced was the God that gave out judgments and punishments, and the God that departed from them.
哦，但是在撒母耳哦他的带领牧养之下。
But then under the guidance of Samuel,
哦，以色列百姓，哦，他们悲伤地仰望神的帮助。
The people of Israel became sad and they looked up to God for help.
哦，他们痛悔地来寻求神。
They deeply repented to seek after God.
哦，他们站到神这一边了。
They moved to stand on the side of God.
他们回归归向神了。
And they returned back to God.
就是这样不同。
And that was the difference.
哦，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
哦，神要我们归向他，他就归向我们。
God wants us to return back to Him, and He will return back to us.
哦，我们亲近神，神也就亲近我。魔鬼就跑掉了。
When we draw near to God, God will draw near to us, and Satan will flee.
哦，所以为什么以利他经历的是以加伯的神
？So why is it that Eli experienced the God of Ichabod?
因为他们离弃神。
Because they forsook God.
所以神也离开他们。
And so God also forsook them.
而撒母耳经历的是以便以谢的神。
And Samuel experienced the God of Ebenezer.
哦，因为他带着百姓。回归归向神
，because he led the people of God return back to God，
神就成为他们的帮助
，and so God became their help。
哦，曾经有人这个在美国的这个西佛沃尔哈南北战争里头问这个哈林肯哈一个问题。
So in history, someone during the Civil War asked Lincoln a question。
哦，说总统先生哈。无论是北边的军队也好，南方的军队也好，在打仗之前都会向神祷告。
So this person asked Lincoln and said, President Lincoln, whether it's the army from the north or the army from the south, before they fight, people from both sides would make a prayer to God.
哦，都求神站到他们那一边了。
And they would always ask God to be on their side.
哦，那到底神要听哪一边呢
？So exactly, which side would God have to listen to?
是站到总统先生你这一边呢，还是站到南方军队那一边呢？
Would God actually be on your side, Mr. President, the North side, or would God be on the side of the South?
哦，结果林肯这么回答。
And this is how Lincoln answered.
哦，我不是求神站到我这边来。
I am not asking God to be on my side.
我是求神让我站到他那一边去。
I'm asking God to let me be on his side.
哦，这个就是哦，我们在这边所看到的倾向神。
And so this is what we're reading here, which is the house of Israel lamenting after the Lord.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Our dear brothers and sisters.
如果我们过去的一年，我们对神的认识是以加伯的神。
If in this past year our experience or our knowledge of God is the God of Ichabod,
哦，祷告不蒙垂听。
We feel that our prayers are not heard.
哦，需求得不到帮助。
And our needs are not helped.
或许我们也该想一想。
Then perhaps we also need to think.
我是不是站在神这一边呢？
Am I on the side of God?
哦，而不是经常。只是求说神啊，你站到我这一边来。
And not asking God all the time to, God, to have God be on our side.
我们是不是离神很远呢？
Are we very far from God?
如果我们要经历以便以谢的神，
If we want to experience the God of Ebenezer,
首先呢，我们就要注意我们是不是都倾向神。
Then the first thing that we need to notice is whether we are lamenting after God.
但是在我们人的这个nature 人的天性里头啊，是很容易倾向肉体，很容易倾向世界的。
However, it is human nature to go towards our fleshly desires in this world.
不单是那些还没有认识神在堕落里头的人们是这样。
It is not only so with the people who have not yet know God and who are living in sin.
甚至已经认识神、相信神的我们也会如此。
It happens to us who have already known God and have believed in Him.
当该隐杀了亚伯之后
，After Cain killed Abel.
神又让亚当夏娃另外生了一个赛特来替代。
God let Adam and Eve have another son, Seth, in replace of Abel.
他们被称作是神的儿子们。
And the descendants of Seth were called the sons of God.
但圣经怎么说？
But what did the Bible say?
说神的儿子们看到人的女子们漂亮就随意娶来为妻。
The Bible recorded that the sons of men saw that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and so they took as wives whomever they wanted.
还是倾向肉体，倾向世界。
They went towards their fleshly desires and the world.
直到最后，世界充满了强暴。
Until the world was filled with violence.
神不得不出手，所以用洪水毁灭了那个世代，只留挪亚一家八口。
And God had to interfere to destroy the world with flood and only saved Noah and his household.
他们成为新的世代主人。
And so they became the masters of the new world.
但是当挪亚他出了方舟之后。
But then after Noah went out of the ark,
结果他喝醉酒了，露出羞耻来。
He got drunk and his shame was showing.
又是倾向肉体，又是倾向世界。
So once again, he went towards his fleshly desires in the world.
不单是以色列的始祖这样，以色列人是神的选民。
So not only was the ancestors who were like this, the Israelites being the chosen people of God.
神带他们出埃及。
God led them out of Egypt.
给他们许多的恩典。
And gave them a lot of blessings.
像刚刚我们所说的玛纳这个磐石出水四十年来衣服鞋子没有穿破，白天有云柱，晚上有火柱来带领来保护。
So to name a few, the ones that we mentioned, God gave them manna and made water come up from the rock, and also did not allow their clothing or shoes to break, and also gave them pillars of cloud and fire to lead them.
而这些以色列人，这些神的选民，却还是心里老是惦念着埃及的肉锅。埃及的韭菜、黄瓜、埃及的鱼。
But then these Israelites in their hearts, they still wanted the meat in the pots back in Egypt, and also the leeks and the fish and all the yummy food.
今天我们已经成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Today we have already became the disciples of Jesus Christ.
请问我们心里头倾向的是什么？
Let us ask ourselves the question, what is our hearts leaning towards?
我们到底是站在神这一边，还是站到世界那一边？
Are we standing on the side of the world or on the side of God?
我们希望我们的神是以便以谢的神。
Do we want our God to be the God of Ebenezer?
但是我们的内心、我们的家庭、我们的教会是站到哪一边呢？
But then exactly,what side are we standing on, in terms of ourselves, our family, and our church?
好，这值得我们去思考。
This is a question worth considering.
好，那再来我们看到只是全家倾向神悔改寻求神还不够。
And then next we see that it is not enough for the whole household to lament after the Lord.
七章的第三节。
In chapter 7, verse 3, it says,
撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他路从你们中间除掉，专心归向神，单单侍奉他。
Verse 3, then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only.
所以在这里我们看到问题不是单单只是站到神那边而已。
And so from this verse, we see that the issue is not just about standing on the side of God.
不是单单只是寻求神而已。
And it's not just about seeking after God.
很多时候我们也是站在神这一边啊。
Many times we are standing on the side of God.
我们的心也愿意归属神啊。
And our hearts are willing to belong to God.
但问题在于说我们是不是三心两意。
But then the problem becomes whether we are divided in our hearts.
我们是不是要神又要世界？
Do we want God as well as the world?
神对我们的要求是一心一意。
The requirement that God has for us is that we seek after him wholeheartedly.
是尽心尽力尽心尽意的。
We need to love him with all our hearts, all our mind, and all our strength.
这就是撒母耳在这边的要求，是要一心归顺，专心归向。
And that is the same requirement that Samuel had told the people here that they need to do so with all their hearts.
所以神要我们当一个全心、全部的心的基督徒啊。
So God wants us to become a Christian with a whole heart.
他要我们对他尽心、尽心、尽力、尽力来爱他。
He wants us to love him with all our heart, or our mind, or our strength.
他不要我们老是当个三心二意的人。
He does not want us to always become someone whose heart is divided.
很多时候我们相信神，我们对神也有一些的心呢。
Many times we believe in God and we do have hearts towards God.
但可惜的不是专心，也不是一心。
But what is too bad is that we do not do it wholeheartedly or with all our hearts.
我们侍奉神又侍奉马门。
We serve God as well as mammon.
但神他所要帮助的对象是一心一意完全站在他那一边。
But then, God wants to help those who are on his side and who seek after him with all their heart.
神要的是全心的服事。
God wants service that's wholehearted.
我们都知道现在美国教会缺少传道人。
We know that the U.S. churches are lacking preachers right now.
我们都希望说有更多的全职的工人来服事。
And we want more workers who are full-time who are serving God.
但是如果全职没有全心的话，有什么用？
But then, what is the point if the person is full-time but not serving with a whole heart?
人在心不在啊。
The person is there, but the heart is not there.
这样的功能再多也没有用了。
And so it does not matter that we have a lot of these type of workers.
虽然我们在座的弟兄姐妹，我们都不是全职的。
Even though the brothers and sisters who are here today, none of us are full-time workers.
但是如果我们能够当全心的工人哦。
But then if we can become workers who serve with our whole heart.
哦，那我们的家庭生活，我们在职场的生活，我们在生活上的任何一个时间，任何一个地方，都是我们服侍神的地方。
Then wherever we are in our family or in our work, then everywhere we are a full-time worker of God.
都是我们能够荣耀神的时候。
Those are all times that we can glorify God.
这个就是怎么样让以加伯的神能够变成以便以谢神的原因。
And this is how we can, or the reason why our God would change from the God of Ichabod to the God of Ebenezer.
所以神要我们单单服侍他。
God wants us to serve him only.
他要我们都当个全新的基督徒。
And he wants us to become wholehearted Christians.
虽然我们不是全职的工人。
We may not be full-time workers.
但是我们却能够当个全新的工人哦。
But then we can become workers with our whole heart.
这样子站到神这一边。
And this is the way that we stand on the side of God.
以便以谢的神才能够临到我们。
Then this is how the God of Ebenezer will also happen to us.
这个就是为什么撒母耳先知跟以利不同的地方。
And this is also the difference of Prophet Samuel and also the priest Eli.
那我们看到当以色列全家通通都归向神，通通单单的服侍神。
And now that we see the whole house of Israel went after God and also served him with their whole hearts.
敌人就来攻打了。
Then at this time, the enemies came and attacked.
这个腓力士人就要来攻打他们。
And the Philistines went to attack them.
这让我们想起以色列百姓他们出埃及所遇到的第一场战争就是利非定。
And so this also reminded us of the first battle that the Israelites had to fight after they went out of Egypt, which was the battle at Rephidim.
当时他们的敌人是亚玛利人。
And at that time, their enemy was the Amalekites.
所以无论是亚玛利人也好，无论是这里的腓力士人也好。
So it does not matter whether it was the Amalekites back then or the Philistines at this time.
都是主动来攻击神的选民的。
And they actively sought and fought with the people of God.
很多时候有一个错误的观念普遍存在基督徒当中。
Most of the time, there is a wrong concept that is commonly found in Christians.
就是我们信耶稣不要信得太认真。
Which was to believe in Jesus is good, but not let's not believe it too deeply.
不要太热心呐。
Don't be too fervent.
以免呐，你这个旗帜太鲜明魔鬼所有的火箭朝你身上射
So, unless you become too obvious, and so Satan's fiery darts will always shoot at you.
所以你不要太热心
So, just don't be too fervent.
这个姑且相信就好了
Just believe, and that's it.
蒙信啊，蒙信不要太热心啊。
Just don't be too fervent.
这样这个就像俗话说，拍的较袂着情吼，这样才比较不会受魔鬼的攻击。
So only in this way, we can avoid the attacks from Satan.
这个是错误的吼。
This is a wrong concept.
亚玛利人在旷野专挑什么样的以色列人攻击
？What kind of Israelites did the Amalekites specifically target in the wilderness？
专挑那些软弱的、落单的、落后的。
They targeted those who were alone, who were weak, and who were falling behind.
所以千万不要想说我只要我不太热心我只要我不太这个坚持，那我就能够躲过魔鬼的火箭，躲过魔鬼的攻击，那是不可能的。
So don't ever think to yourselves that as long as you are not persistent in your faith and not too fervent, then you can avoid the fiery darts of Satan. That is impossible.
哦，你更容易成为魔鬼吞吃的目标。
All the more you will become the easier target that Satan wants to devour.
哦，就像在这里一样。
Just like how it's here.
哦，当这个以色列人他们全家归向神，一心一意的服侍神。仇敌就来攻打了。
When the whole household of Israel turned to God with their whole heart, then the enemies went and attacked them.
哦，所以有个笑话这么说了。
So there is actually a joke that says.
哦，说这个每个教会的这个屋顶上啊，都有大鬼小鬼在那边。
That in every chapel, there are like devils that are big and small.
哦，那有一些哈，这个教会的屋顶上的这些。哦，这个大鬼小鬼啊，都在那边打瞌睡。
And then, so on some of the chapels, on the ceilings of the chapels, some of the devils, big and small, would doze off.
哦，那你看那个教会里头啊，啊，信徒也是在打瞌睡。
And then, so you would also notice that the members of that particular church would also be dozing off.
哦，为什么
？Why？
啊，因为啊，那个教会不热心。
Because that church is not very fervent.
啊，魔鬼根本不在乎啊，啊，所以无聊到打瞌睡。
And so Satan don't even care that much. They're so bored to the point that they're dozing off.
那有些教会屋顶上的魔鬼好像在跳迪斯科一样哦。
And then there are some churches, the ceiling on the ceiling, the devils are dancing disco.
哦，好像那个屋顶啊，好像铁板烧铁巴压起哦，在烫他的脚哦。
And it's just like as if the ceiling of the chapel are so hot, like the teppanyaki.
啊，为什么
？Why？
你看里头聚会的哦，这个弟兄姐妹啊，大家祷告非常的认真，听到非常的认真哦。
And then you look at the believers or the members in that particular church, it's because they pray very fervently and also they come to services very fervently.
哦，魔鬼就受不了了。
And then so Satan can't stand that.
所以当然这是个笑话，但是也值得我们去思考哦。
Of course, this is just a joke, but it's also worth talking or thinking about.
哦，所以我们不要怕。
So we do not need to be afraid.
不要怕跟魔鬼征战。
We do not need to be afraid to have fights or battles with Satan.
不要怕，因为我们坚持信仰所带来的难处。
We do not need to fear about the difficulties or challenges that come about because we persist in our faith.
因为神要成为我们以便以谢的神。
Because God will become the God of Ebenezer for us.
什么是以便以谢？
What is Ebenezer?
哦，撒母耳在这里说啊。
Samuel says here.
哦，我们看这个哈十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
哦，十二节，撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今神都帮助我们。
Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and called its name Ebenezer, saying. Thus far, the Lord has helped us.
以便以谢的神是到如今神都帮助我们的神。
The God of Ebenezer is the God that has helped us thus far.
谁帮助？神帮助啊。
Who has helped? It was God who has helped.
神是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能。
God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
有他帮助我们，我们有什么好害怕呢？
If God was helping us, then what do we have to be afraid of?
神是以便以谢的神。
God is the God of Ebenezer.
是到如今都帮助我们。
And he is the God that has helped us thus far.
以前帮助，现在帮助，以后还要帮助。
He helped us in the past, and he helps us now, and he will help us in the future.
那我们还害怕什么呢？
So what are we afraid of?
神是以便以谢的神。
God is the God of Ebenezer.
是到如今都帮助我们的神。
And he is the God that thus far has helped us.
神帮助我们。
God will help us.
我们还怕什么呢？
So we do not need to be afraid.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So our dear brothers and sisters.
愿我们呢，都能够像撒母耳，让我们站到神的那一边去啊。
May we all become like Samuel to stand on the side of God.
全心归向神。
To turn to God with our whole heart.
一心服侍神。
And to serve Him only with our heart.
我们就能够经历 以便以谢的神。
Then we will experience the God of Ebenezer.
好，我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
225首。
225.